This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again, we're speaking with renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubenstein, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. He is a well-known and outspoken patient advocate and is not afraid to speak out about botched plastic surgery, unsafe conditions, and questionable clinics related to patient deaths. And Dr. Rubenstein, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on.
So for starters today, tell us about your practice and what you specialize in and what are you most passionate about to kick things off today.
I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and my practice is almost entirely in cosmetic surgery, and I've been doing it for almost 20 years.
And 2 decades in the industry, I'd say you know just a little bit, no doubt about that. Now, I understand also you're in a successful new Lifetime series. That's pretty awesome, My Killer Body with Kay Michelle. Tell us about that and what it is and when it runs.
Well, My Killer Body is a docuseries that is really trying to show people that, you know, there things can go wrong, and that when they go wrong, there's hope to make things better. The show was really started by the experience of Kay Michelle, who is, I'm sure everyone knows, a very popular R&B star that had her own difficulty with cosmetic procedures, and she shared that very publicly in Instagram. And since then, she's been through quite a lot to get herself, you know, back on track, reconstructed, and, you know, feel good about her body. And, you know, she continues to perform and record music, and she acts, and she's just a dynamo, and it really didn't lose a step. But you very bravely put her story out there for everyone to see and learn from, and that then led to My Killer Body. And now she hosts the show, in which each episode shows two people that had difficulty with a cosmetic procedure, and it shows what happened to them, their family life, their home life, and the process of getting their life back on track.
Awesome stuff. And, you know, it sounds like the show reinforces your exact message that we've often heard here on this program about choosing a plastic surgeon carefully. What should people know when choosing a plastic surgeon so they get the best results?
Well, if people watch the show, and it's on Lifetime Network at 9 p.m. every Thursday night, you'll see people that maybe didn't make the greatest choices. There's patients that went to other countries that, you know, quote unquote, won a lottery to get a free operation. You know, there's someone who went into an apartment building that had no signage or any sign that it was actually a medical office. And, you know, there's common sense stuff that people really should know to avoid. But to begin with, if you just make sure you're choosing a board-certified plastic surgeon, someone who is certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, then you'll be putting yourself in a good position, at least someone who's properly trained and has experience to hopefully give you great results and keep you safe.
Yeah, thanks for that advice, and certainly some great resources to tap into as well. Today we are with renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubenstein, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for both women and men here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what do you hope this show and patient advocacy messages will accomplish? Get into that a little bit.
Well, you hope that people will make better decisions. The whole goal, everything that I do, is trying to educate people and help them make their best decisions, you know, their best choices, whether or not they're going to have a cosmetic procedure. And if they are, who's going to perform it? Where is it going to be performed? Are they choosing the right kind of procedure? You know, I don't, obviously, not everyone in the world is going to come to me for care, and it's not my goal to try and draw people that way. My goal is to make sure that wherever you go, that you're in a safe and environment that you're seeing a doctor who is well-trained, is going to take good care of you, and has your safety as a priority. And, you know, that is really my main concern. And I think if we continue to educate people and get good information out there, just like on your show, that people will learn and they'll make better choices.
Yeah, those better choices are certainly important. Well, we certainly appreciate your visit each and every time and really appreciate what you do in this space as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation?
Well, I would say check out the show. You can catch it on the Lifetime app or lifetime.com, and it's My Killer Body with Kay Michelle. If you like plastic surgery kind of stuff, if you've watched Botched and other shows like it, this one is a little bit more personal, a little bit more of the real story behind the disasters that we help fix. So it's a entertaining and really educational show and heartwarming when you see these people's stories and how they're able to pick things up and, you know, get life back on track. So check out the show, My Killer Body, hosted by Kay Michelle, Lifetime, Thursday nights at 9 p.m.
Yeah, I'll be definitely tuning in on the next time around for sure. Well, Dr. Rubenstein, where can listeners connect with you and get further details and also follow you online?
Well, you can always catch me in Instagram at Dr. Rubenstein. My original account, which was Dr. Rubenstein, we're still working on getting that back rolling. And right now we've got a new account at Dr. Rubenstein with the word doctor spelled out. It's D-O-C-T-O-R Rubenstein, R-U-B-I-N-S-T-E-I-N, in Instagram. And then, of course, at Dr. Rubenstein in Snapchat, Miami Plastic Surgeon in Facebook. You can catch me all over social media. And, of course, catch us on my website or in my office if you're in South Florida, or if you'd like to maybe come to South Florida to see me at some point. Encourage you to check out the website or give us a call.
Again, listeners, for reference, that website is dr-rubenstein.com. Dr. Rubenstein, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Always my pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
Always a pleasure. We've been speaking with renowned Miami plastic surgeon Dr. Adam Rubenstein, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. And for all the details, visit dr-rubenstein.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.